Are you still waiting? I mean, 2020 started off with great hopes and aspirations, didn't it? And then COVID-19 came along and ruined most people's excitement and dreams. Many people forgot that God is not fazed by current events, no matter how good or bad they are. When God wants to do something, He will do it. Hi there, I'm Dr. Matthew Lee Smith, and I want to share some hope for today about the fact that God's expansion plans become visible in our lives when He acts on His covenant with us. Over a decade after God promised to bless Abraham and make him a great nation, and after his period of impatient rebellion and the birth of Ishmael as a result, we see that God finally steps into fulfillment of His already promised plan to Abraham. Today in Genesis 17, 6 and 7, we read that, "I will make you very fruitful. I will make nations of you, and kings will come from you. I will establish my covenant as an everlasting covenant between me and you and your descendants after you for the generations to come, to be your God and the God of your descendants after you." We must be prepared for the moment God acts on our behalf. When God shares His expansion plans with us, He also has a timetable to go with those plans. Many times we believe that God is going to act instantaneously. Our reality, though, shows us God is giving us time to prepare for that reality He's about to do in our lives. Much can be done between the promise and the fulfillment. God made you promises at the beginning of 2020. The question is now, have you and I been preparing all year for their fulfillment? God tells us in advance so that we can be ready to step into the fulfillment of all He's told us. We must be prepared for the moment God acts on our behalf. As we sat through the lockdown, Kate and I were not binge-watching Netflix. I was writing books and Kate was writing curriculum. I was working on bringing about the tools and resources that God had placed in my heart for His global church. And Kate was putting together a curriculum to help those stuck in life-altering habits to break free and live for Christ. We must be prepared for the moment God acts on our behalf. You may be waiting on God right now. Faith believes God enough to prepare to receive the promises He's given us. Are you preparing for those promises? Kate and I and the whole Eagles in Leadership team are so excited about what God is doing with us in 2020, our year of expansion. And as August begins and we step boldly into the last few months of 2020, many of us have been preparing for all that God wants to do with us this year and into 2021. So we began making plans for mission and ministry and more, and we want to include you in our expansion plans for 2021. So in 2021, Kate and I will be leading two tours throughout Israel. You've always wanted to walk where Jesus walked, and this is your opportunity. Just click the tab Israel Tours on the Eagles in Leadership website for more details and a registration form. And perhaps you would love to see the pages of your New Testament explode in front of you. We're thrilled to tell you that Kate and I will be leading a tour in the steps of Paul and the glories of Greece in November of 2021. Just click the tab Israel Tours on the Eagles in Leadership membership website for more details and a registration form. Now, everything is included in all three of these tours with the exception of a few clearly indicated items. If you would like to go with us to Israel or Greece in 2021 and see your Bible come alive, then take a moment, go to our website, eaglesinleadership.org, click the tab on tours, and explore the tours and message us about Israel and Greece. Now, as I close, I wanted to remind you that Hope for Today is part of the global ministry of Eagles in Leadership. If you would like to know more about the hope God gives in His abundant life through Jesus Christ, I would invite you to check out our website, eaglesinleadership.org. That's eaglesinleadership.org. And please leave a comment about this message. Now, God bless you. Have a wonderful day, a wonderful week serving Jesus Christ. Bye.